Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to The Drive on a Reaction Monday, and we are still reacting to the weekend, and particular Sunday, as the Texans were able to do what they needed to do and more. That was big time as they go and put 44 on the head of the Texans. Of the Ravens. Clint, how much do you think they could have scored if they wanted to? I mean, they damn sure could have gotten over 50.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, they could have touched 60 probably. I mean, they're kicking a field goal. How deep into the third quarter or fourth quarter was that last field goal they kicked?
I feel like it was like 13 minutes.
I mean, Davis Mills got at least two possessions.
Yeah, it was like 13 minutes. I feel like 13:28 or something is when CJ finally hung it up.
I think they very easily could have scored a couple more touchdowns. So, I mean, you're looking at high 50s very easily.
They put it on them.
I haven't gone back and watched it all, but I don't know who all they subbed in late in the game. And I know Damian Pierce was in there one series with CJ, and I know Blake Fisher was in there one series with CJ. So, obviously, which I think that was a quick field goal off one of the turnovers. But anyway, yeah, I think they could have got into the high 50s if they had pushed it. Yeah.
Yeah, they could have put it on them. Yeah. So, big win for the Texans. They go into their bye week the best way they possibly could after starting out 0-3 and not just winning games, but in dominating fashion. 70-10 the last 2 weeks. So, that is one of the weekend's best, but maybe not necessarily hours. Let's do it. We do this each and every Monday. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Let's start with the worst here, Clint. What's your weekend's worst right now?
Well, I mean, look, there's plenty to pick from. The Texas Longhorns. You don't understand. That hits me double whammy because my wife is a Longhorn. So not only am I watching bad football, but then I've got to deal with a wife that is really frustrated. Now, luckily, she's not a huge sports gal, so it's one of those things where she gets over it pretty quick. But that was a tough stretch right there, the Texas game. Penn State was absolutely awful. They ended up making it a close game, but what were they down, 20 at half? Yeah. I mean, that was rough.
The Rick Neuheisel part was cool, though. His son, who looks like he's 21.
Yeah, but I've got to go with Bill Belichick just because Bill Belichick. If we're being honest, he has been a mess since the Brady divorce. Since he and Brady got divorced, he's been an absolute mess. At with several different quarterbacks in the league and now in college. I mean, you look at they've won two. I think they're 2-3. It's a no doubter. At home versus TCU, 48-14.
They got up 7-0 at the first drive in that game.
Yeah, boy, everybody, all them celebrities in the stands thinking, ooh, Bill's got it. Then they go to Central Florida and lose 34-9.
There you go. Jayhawks right? got a big win on the road there.
Yeah, there you go. And then they come home and Clemson and lose to Clemson 38-10. And I mean, I just. A lot of this has to do. I'm just not a Bill Belichick fan. I respect and acknowledge the run in New England, and I get it. But I'm just not a Bill Belichick. I don't like the way he goes about his business. I don't like any of it.
And by the way, this is not exactly the Clemson team that we thought was going to be rolling before the season started. You're talking about getting a good get right game. That them stands, they were looking like Baltimore. They were, but they were walking out second quarter. Well, they had, just and ESPN said, well, we're going to show it.
Because they've been so damn bad. This game was, I mean, Ludacris is doing a 10 a.m. concert. I mean, could you imagine? Ludacris saying, this is the earliest concert I've ever had. I wanted to say, I bet you Bill done put the fewest butts in them seats, too. I bet you span that crowd out there.
Man, how much money they waste on giving that to Chris Bridges.
Oh, man.
Damn, Luda.
So, I got to go with Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels football team as my weekend's worst.
Yeah, Texas, text line coming in. Texas is a real disappointment, and Arch was way overhyped. I wonder if that fella who texted in, I mean, he was really letting me have it. Oh, I see you're just giving hot takes. You got Arch as the fifth best quarterback in the SEC before the season started. You're right. I was wrong. Ninth. All right. someone texted, Mark Sanchez was easily with the worst weekend. You're probably right.
Oh, that's a good call. I just don't like to take a man that's in critical condition as part of my.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that portion of it. I want to make sure I get it all out here.
Yeah, he's not. But I just
want to make sure I get it all out.
I just went in there and had me a little bowel movement and I was thumbing a bit, and it looks like that video has surfaced of him hunched over walking around town after being stabbed, just stumbling around the city.
Yeah. 69-year-old man.
69-year-old.
Trying to pick up cooking oil. Trying to pick up cooking oil.
You got to be in a bad spot. You got to be in a bad spot.
I mean, and the way that it all jumped out, like everybody, I almost put out a prayers up. I think I just retweeted somebody's. I almost put out a prayers up. Then I came back and said, whoa, they said they went, they drug Lee Corso's ass back out and said, not so fast, my friend.
I almost canceled my trip to Indianapolis. Oh, yeah. I'm like, damn, it's going down.
It's
like
rough that. Out there, right? Man, everybody starts posting.
Y'all getting
stats.
Mark Sanchez?
Let Dan Dockage tell you what it is. You almost did, but he had him rough. My weekend's worst is what happened to the Arizona Cardinals in the second half of that game to the Tennessee Titans. I just can't believe all of those things happened. My man hit the old let me drop the ball right before I cross the goal line at 21-6, and that is a touchback. Then they had. Did they have a Kyler get a fumble in the red zone off his face mask?
A snap too early off his face mask.
I thought he almost had a concussion, to be honest, from that snap. His head jacked back so much. And then they get the, which I'll be honest with you, I'm still not sure if that was a completed catch on that interception. But that that interception that then the ground seemed to cause that fumble, that interception that then popped up, then was kicked around into the end zone. And then, I mean, I'm telling you, NFL Network, y'all are dogs. When they put up the stat line afterwards, they put up Tyler Lockett, 6 receiving yards and a fumble recovery for touchdown is what they put up there on the stat line for him. That was ridiculous. And then the Titans damn near missed the kick to win it anyway. So the Arizona Cardinals, they've lost 3 in a row since they started 2-0, all at the buzzer. That was my weekend's worst. All right, what's your weekend's best?
Well, you mentioned it. It's the flip side of what could have been one of our weekend's worst with Penn State, James Franklin, and Penn State getting beat by winless UCLA. But the backstory there with Jerry Neuheisel, which is the son of Coach Neuheisel, who coached at UCLA. Jerry quarterbacked at UCLA. I think 10 or 11 years ago was a quarterback that got carried off the field after a big win there at UCLA. He gets play calling duties. And he goes up there, and the score is a lot closer than it actually was, 42-37. But UCLA jumped out; they were up 20 at half. They rushed for over 280 yards, and really, I mean, that's a monster win for UCLA. I don't know what it means for their program. I don't know what it means for their coaching staff. But that particular kid, Jerry Neuheisel, to be able to go in there and call the plays and accomplish that. He's older than he looks. I think 2014. I think he said he's been coaching for 8 years.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Now when they brought the shot back, because they put a camera on
his daddy.
On his daddy, and he's in there. I mean, he got them glasses down so low, man. I mean, he looked so old. He out there like this. Get him down on the ground. Get him down. Yeah. And then them fools up there was trying to get him in into tears. And I mean, I mean, you, anybody, a father right there, that was an emotional watch.
Yeah, 33 years old.
Yeah, I would have had 26.
He looks 18, to be honest with you. He looks like he got to be in a surfer movie from L.A. At 18.
That lady, his wife, she jumped all over him.
Did she? She a looker?
I don't know. I mean, she's fine. She's a little skinny for my take, but she jumped all over him. And as I see Laura right now, they didn't need sexy traffic. They got it in.
Sure, there's no doubt.
I am certain of it. The way she jumped on him,
they would have benefited from sexy traffic.
Yeah, they would have benefited. Yeah, that's a good starter. But the way she jumped on him, it was that same way that young lady jumped over Carlos Correa after they won that championship and he proposed. Yeah, she was all over it. But
yeah, that was my cool weekend's moment. Best. So you know, I got a chance to meet Rick one time when I was in the TV game. And I will never forget how good he was to me. I mean, the conversation and going out of his way to come back and double back on the conversation and talking ball. And I mean, he was there. He was actually at an Arkansas game, and it was a spring game. And so I can't remember what exactly who he was working for and what he was doing there. But just, I mean, over the top, man, a guy that is, whether it's a TV game or the coach game, has done enough to where, boy, you would think, you know, a lot of guys that hadn't done near as much as he has, they think they're bigger than everybody else. And he was friendly, man, talking ball, great dude. So it's good to see his boy get a shot, man.
For me, my weekend's best. I know there's a lot of football happening this weekend. The division series have started. It was some for the most part, some really good games, except for the games in Toronto. They just beat the hell out of the Yankees. But the best thing was Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That grand slam he hit in game two yesterday. I mean, everything about it, Clint. This is one you gotta go watch, and you gotta hear the sound off the bat. Oh, it's one of the ones that you love, Clint. And I mean,
they gotta be putting the mic.
Base is loaded, and I mean, he clocked it, and then the celebration was he held it there, stared at it a little bit. Took the bat and just calmly bat flipped that sucker over to the dugout. That home run Vladdy hit was so cool. Like if I was a kid, I would. I don't care where I lived, I'd buy a Vladdy Jr. jersey off that. That was cold blooded. I mean, the whole thing of it. He looked so cool the way that all transpired. And then they commenced to whooping their ass. It was 9-0 at that point. They beat the hell out of the Yankees.
Don't lie, it's the big boy in him that does it for you.
A little bit, but listen, I'm gonna show you the Vlad in the break. Hey, he was cold blooded. What you got coming up?
Well, Ron, that's a good question. You know, Nick Caley's been great. Nick Caley was great. I've got a long laundry list of what made Nick Caley great this past Sunday. But there's two things. There's two things that stood out in a major, major way. I'll let you know what that is. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 60.